This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Let's have a kiki.
I wanna have a kiki.
Lock the doors.
Okay.
Let's have a kiki.
I'm gonna let you have it.
Let's have a kiki. I wanna have a kiki.
Dive, turn,
work.
Let's have a kiki.
We're gonna serve
and work and turn
and honey.
Yes, a very good morning to you, Melbourne, for your Monday morning once again. It's 26 minutes to 7 in the morning. It's nice and early, and we have the lovely Chappelle in the studio.
Thank you for having me back.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you back. Thank you for replacing Kyle. They are very, very, it's a very big seat to fill, if you know what I mean.
Always happy to do it.
Oh, he's in our nation's capital today.
You must be having loads
Why
of fun.
Why would you? Why would you? I'd rather be at the Joy Studios.
Absolutely.
Exactly. We've got plenty of music. We've got plenty of prizes. As usual, we've got plenty of stuff to talk about as well.
So much.
If the chat that we just had before is anything to go by, you're in for a good morning, now, but I tell you what. Special K Breakfast Show.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
We've got the lovely Chappelle in the studio.
Do you know what was so funny? Last year, I was really into the Spice Girls, and I just, like, once upon a time, even hearing a bar of their music, I would have just lost my head.
Leapt into action.
And I didn't realise till right at the end of the song we were playing the Spice Girls. And I remember last year seeing Mel B in real life.
Oh, yes.
She walked past me at a hotel, and I think, had I seen her when I was about 14, I might have actually died on the spot. Whereas when she walked past me the other day, I was just like, oh, that's nice. 14-year-old me would have been really excited,
yeah.
But shorter than I imagined, skinnier in real life. So,
well, that she's been now that she's been on Jenny. She's looking great. She looks tops now. Oh my gosh. I was wondering, like, what, you know, celebrities, what sort of celebrities have you seen? And you said you've been to New York and you've seen quite a few celebs.
Mm-hmm.
Who's the most famous person you've seen?
I think it's a really hard question because, you know, being like radio stars, we come into contact with a lot of big names.
Oh yes, Dolly Diamond, Michael Dolan.
One time I used to work at the airport here in Melbourne, and Priscilla Presley and her daughter came through.
Wow.
They're pretty big names.
Yeah,
because I'm a bit nerdy. I like the political people, the newsy people.
I'll
drop some names, and people just kind of stare blankly at me. I met Malcolm Fraser once. He bought an adapter off me. He was going to Brussels or something. Yeah,
oh,
it was
cool.
We had a chat, and I was like,
"G'day, Mal."
He's tall. And yeah, I thought that was quite cool because to me, they're sort of another stratosphere of celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, she was married to Elvis, and he's like one of the most famous people ever. And she's clearly had a lot of work, but you can't tell.
Mm.
Like, she's obviously got a very good plastic surgeon because she looks quite young for her age, but it's flawless. Like, it's not that kind of botched job where you're like, oh,
yeah,
what happened?
The horrible ones. Speaking of newsies, Hugh Remington.
Oh,
you met him?
Yes. He came into the cafe that I work at occasionally on weekends. He came in last week. Yeah, he was there.
Hamish McDonald.
Yes. I've also met him. Lovely.
You've met Hamish McDonald.
He's actually
Matty T.
Wow.
He's actually doing a bit of a lecture at my uni on Thursday. So whatever. Don't be jealous. Live the life.
Ian Thorpe came and did a lecture at my uni once.
Oh, what did he have to say?
Oh, stuff about sport.
Yeah.
Denounced his everything.
Did he make some bad jokes like he did in that documentary of him?
Yeah.
Do you remember seeing that? He was just not funny at all.
He's an interesting one, but he was good. And I met Katy Perry once.
Oh, that's a really big name, actually.
She was so it then as well. She's not so it now, I don't think. She needs a new album. Maybe she'll be it again. But that was pretty special.
Wow.
But she was so famous, and she knew she was famous.
Yeah.
The DJ even played her song, and she didn't even bat an eyelid. I'm like, oh, come on, can you get up on the table and dance
boogie,
or do a karaoke to it, or at least mime it?
Yeah.
You know?
That's what you do on stage anyway.
Just sitting there. Yep, here I am.
That's got to be weird. Because how do you react if someone plays your song in a club?
I'd sing it.
Would you?
Just turn the music down. Have you got the karaoke version? That's what Pink did.
Instrumentals?
Yeah, exactly. So that was a highlight for me.
That's a good one. Very well. You beat me in all of them.
Katie.
You just shut down with Katy Perry.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, 9. Check out joy.org.au.
Yes, and something happened to me last week.
It's a bit exciting. It kind of came out of nowhere.
It really did come out of nowhere. It was a surprise.
It's a great surprise. Mm-hmm.
And I pit myself as a good surpriser. Right,
okay.
I can string a lie together or two, you know, in the name of surprising.
So when you say you have me as a great co-host, that's not one of the lies, is it?
Surprise!
So when you say you really appreciate the work I do,
no, not like that. But I can tell a white lie pretty. Like some people can't lie. You know, they're like, oh, no, I don't know, and they get nervous, and you can see through it. But it was my birthday ages ago. It seems like ages ago.
It's only a couple of weeks.
Yeah, it was only a couple of weeks. Mm. But I got some very nice birthday presents, and you know, you're not expecting any more gifts, you know, especially like 3 weeks after your birthday.
Mm.
But my partner Ben, he's between jobs last week, so he finished up one job, got a great new offer somewhere else, is going somewhere else, and he's like about. You know, 4 weeks ago, he's like, oh, do you reckon you can take off, you know, a couple of days, you know, this week?
Yeah.
You know, last week. And I said, yeah. He goes, okay, well, we'll go on a road trip. And I went, all right. So anyway, so I think we're going on a road trip, right? And I played netball Tuesday night, finished work, was feeling like a couple of drinks because we're going to head off on Wednesday.
Yep.
And he tells me at 9 o'clock on Wednesday, because oh, we'll go to the cafe next door on Wednesday morning, have a nice chilled morning. He's like, great. And then he goes, oh, I've made a mistake. I said, what have you done?
Oh, no.
And he says, I booked something for 12 o'clock on Wednesday, and I thought it was Tuesday. I thought it was Thursday. So we're Tuesday night right now.
Okay.
You know, and he goes, and it takes us 7 hours to get to where we're going. I went, 7 hours? And I said, you booked something for Wednesday. I said, we have to leave at 3 o'clock in the morning. He goes, yeah. I goes, I don't think I can change it. I've gone, oh. So I was like, oh.
God, I'm so sick of you, Ben, and all of your bad planning.
Try not to act so. I wasn't really that upset, but I was like, oh, okay, look, I thought I was going to have a couple of drinks tonight and sleep in and have a nice chill.
Go,
I thought we were going to Dalesford. I thought we were going to, you know, somewhere three hours away, somewhere within the state.
Yeah.
Like 7 hours in the car, and then I have to do it at 3.
With you?
I said, well, you're driving and I'm sleeping, right? So that's fine. Have a good drive, right? Anyway, so it gets to 3 o'clock and the alarm goes off. I'm like, ugh. And he goes, wake up, we're going to the airport. And I've gone, what? And I was like, what? Airport? And I'm still like, in a daze, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we got up. He booked a cab, and by, you know, 10 to 4, we're in the car. I'm like, I said, where can we be going at this time? So we're in the first plane somewhere. He goes, yep. He goes, well, we're going further than an hour, but less than 7 hours. I've gone, all right. So somewhere in Australia. Maybe we're going to Broome. Maybe we're going to Cairns.
Oh,
maybe we're going to find some warmer weather. Anyway, so we're in the cab, and we get to the airport, and he goes, oh, so which terminal are you going to? And Ben's like, oh, international, thanks.
Shut up.
I'm like, what?
That is so exciting.
But I don't have my passport. Where's my? He goes, it's okay. It's sorted. I've already got your housemate to find it, you know. And I'm like, and he goes, yeah, oh, guess what? We're going to New Zealand. And I went, oh, great. Okay, cool.
Did you get married?
Well, you know what? There's a story there as well.
Because I'm just thinking right now. I'm putting it together in my head. I'm going, did you get married?
Yeah, well, you know, we did, I've got a ring, but we didn't get married.
Right, okay.
Yep.
And that didn't cross my mind, but it did cross my mother's mind because he,
of course.
Was, you know, trying to, said to mum, you know, oh, we're going to go to New Zealand and whatnot. And they're like, oh, that's great. What a great surprise. Then mum texts Ben back and goes, forgive the intrusion, but you're not eloping, are you? And Ben's like, no. She goes, not because, not that I wouldn't want that, but, you know, I just don't want to miss out on anything.
Exactly.
And then Ben says to me, he goes, I was trying to give you hints, right? I was trying to give you hints about where we were going inadvertently in the weeks leading up.
Sure.
And he goes, I googled Lord of the Rings, and the one thing that came up was a ring. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to show him that. You know, the marriage thing and whatnot.
So you're not the Lord of the Rings?
No, I'm not the Lord of the Rings. But anyway, but we went to New Zealand and he booked, you know, 5-star accommodation for us for a few nights. And one of my good mates just moved over there at the start of the year, so I caught up with her.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah,
that's
so it was really, really, really good. So we just hung out in Auckland and had some fun. And
you were very spoiled for your birthday.
I was very spoiled. And then we went to Dalesford yesterday.
I just realised because you told me yesterday you're in Dalesford.
Yeah.
Well, you're just living the life, aren't you?
So there you go. So the master of surprises. You know, it was very much so a surprise.
So have you now been outdone as the master of surprises? Has just been taken number one spot?
Well, you know why? So this is really difficult. Because for his birthday, I went in with some friends and we bought him a keyboard, like a full-length, you know, piano keyboard.
It's not quite New Zealand, is it?
Right, no. You know, I mean, that's the gift that keeps on giving. But I said to him
does
yesterday.
Does he serenade you on it?
Yeah. Oh, I make him. Don't you worry.
I said, bang for your buck.
I know.
Imagine if he was like serenading you with that Maori love song that they sung when they passed the marriage bill. Like, that's a big hint.
But now I don't know what's going to happen. We're going to be broke by the, you know, if a couple of years' time, we'll be giving each other $10,000 presents.
Jeez.
He's a keeper.
That escalated quickly.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
26 minutes past 2:08.
Thanks,
not past 2:08, sorry.
Gosh, she's been around. New Zealand Idol and The Voice.
Is that cheating? Are you allowed to be on an Australian show and a New Zealand show? Yeah.
Well, Stan Walker's doing it. He won Australian Idol. Now he's a judge on X Factor New Zealand.
Oh, really?
I think they get stuck in the reality show rut. Of it.
Yeah, you just... Well, you're not. You've moved on to bigger, greater things.
I'm
Melbourne
doing,
Community Radio.
I'm doing real things. Real, quantifiable things that are meaningful and make a difference in people's lives.
We've had a couple of texts come in on 0427JOY949. Now, we told a bit of a story before about how your fantastic boyfriend just whisked you away for his birthday surprise to New Zealand.
Yeah.
Johnny said, because I complained that I'm single and nobody does that for me. Johnny offered for me to be his beard. We'd make a lovely couple. He said he wouldn't take me to New Zealand, but he'll Photoshop me into some New Zealand photos. I'll definitely take it into consideration, Johnny. Thank
Johnny
you.
Johnny be so generous these days.
I know. That's lovely. And Ray has said, loving the show. And Kane, you're a lucky boy. I always love going to New Zealand.
Yeah, look,
well, that seems
country.
To be the theme of the morning. Kane's so lucky. Isn't Kane amazing? And his boyfriend.
I think you make your own luck, though. Aww. I chose my boyfriend.
I selected him. Look like you might take me to New Zealand one day.
He didn't just come to me and I was stuck with him.
You've done all right, though.
I made an informed decision.
How do you
income
make
an income test. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, so you've just told me off. For being a bit too selective, because I'm very specific about star signs.
Oh, yes.
But you had, like, restrictions on what your potential
boyfriend
could
is
earn.
Means
150K plus only.
Okay.
Yeah, everyone else need not apply.
So we could afford to take you to New Zealand.
Exactly.
Right.
So you've got to put your eggs in one basket, and a very expensive basket.
Sure. All right. Well, I'll narrow my search down even further
to
the riches.
And we are so picky, though, because I am quite picky in everything I do, right? So if I'm going to make a decision on my mobile phone, I'm going to weigh up all the odds. You know, some people are just like, I don't have time, just tell me what I need to do and I'll do it.
Yes.
I'd rather be watching Game of Thrones.
Right. Which is a fair call. Game of Thrones is pretty awesome.
Oh,
so
don't
diss it.
No, don't get me started.
All right, let's agree to disagree.
I've never watched it, by the way. I probably would love it, but that's a sore point.
Anyway, or getting off point. Yeah.
Yeah, so you know, some people are like would like you to make decisions for you, but I'm like the sort of person that weighs up every single decision.
You'll do the legwork.
Yeah, I will. So I guess that does mean it's... Are you like that as well, Chappelle? Is that why, like, you're like, oh, but no, because my career, you know...
I can overthink things. I think for me, it's when I listen to other people that's the issue, because I think especially with relationships it comes down to instinct. So I've been in a couple of sort of all short-term relationships, don't get me wrong.
Yep.
Never had anything longer than 2 months, but when my friends have told me to stick it out and have an open mind, and I'm like, I don't think so, and I've always been right. So I think it's instinct, and it's not forcing something. Like, if you meet someone who's like, oh, he'll do, or he's not right because I don't like his top that he's wearing today. Yeah. I think you know.
But you got to push past it, though, sometimes, I think, like, if you are with someone, there's never going to be someone that's going to be stars every single second of every single day.
Sure.
You know, you got to say, okay, does it work here? Does it fit here? It's like, well, actually, it does.
And everything takes work, even, like, the great relationships, you know, take, I imagine. That's
mine's,
what I've heard.
Well, mine's pretty easy.
Because you get whisked away overseas all the time.
It's pretty easy.
It's a hard life for Kane.
I know. It wouldn't be too hard.
I'm not hard to please. Take me on holidays.
5-star accommodation,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, fine. You know, I don't ask too much.
Okay, and I want to slap you in the face right now.
And on that note, I think we might just take a break. It's 22 minutes to 8 on Joy. It's the Special K Breakfast Show with Chappelle and Kane this morning.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Oh, yes, and we love our remixes on Joy, don't we?
We certainly do.
Ella, 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 Ella. In case you didn't understand that one.
That was hard to sing along to because it was faster.
Yes.
I thought I knew the words and you guys heard me. I was just like... Blah,
no,
blah, blah,
no
blah,
exactly.
Blah.
Ella, 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 Ella. Now, you know what? I can be a bit of a... Not a very nice person sometimes.
Never. Right? I've not seen that.
No, but not in a good way, though. Like, not nice in a good way. I think there's a word for it, but I can't say it on air. I think we all know what I'm talking about.
I think
about.
I said it earlier this morning.
You did. Yes. Oh, mate. Is the mic... The mic was off. It's fine. But, you know, sometimes things pop up and you just can't help being a bit of a... Because you're just like, oh, this is a chance to do something really... And you can do it.
I'm not sure that I'm following. Give me an example,
okay,
please, Kane.
So, what is it you speak of, Kane?
Because I'm lovely all the time.
Yes. But I was walking on the street with a remote control helicopter last week. I was.
What?
I really was. I kid you not.
Did you slide into someone's head? Is that what you being mean?
Oh, no. I'm not that much of a... But I did something else. All right, so... I got as a Kris Kringle present, I got a remote control helicopter.
Chappelle has lost it.
I got a remote control helicopter as a Kris Kringle present last year for Christmas.
This story just keeps getting crazy. And who gives radio helicopters to Kris Kringle?
Was. It was great. It was such a good Kris Kringle.
Did
it was the best
under
one.
Did that $5 limit?
No, we had a $50 limit. So it was,
wow,
it was a pretty banging Kris Kringle. Since I got my helicopter that shoots water at people as well, my dad took a liking to it. Okay, so he's like, oh, that's cool, right? And he would play with the remote control.
I'm breaking into your house and stealing it, by the way.
It's so cool. It's like a little mini one, right?
Sure.
And Mum said to me the other week, she said, oh, she goes, maybe we should get... Dad really likes that helicopter when he comes over to your house. Maybe we should get one for him. You know, he's got a bit more time on his hands. Not working Fridays anymore. They're winding up their
Friday
working
could be
right.
Flying helicopter
exactly.
day.
That's exactly what I thought. So I was on Chapel Street and I thought, where the heck do you get a remote control helicopter on Chapel Street? You know, do I go into an op shop? No. Do I go into a designer shop? No. Because that's like Chapel Street is. It's op shops, designer shops.
Yeah,
you know?
Sure.
Anyway, I did find a place and I went in and I didn't have any small ones, but it had this big mother helicopter, right? Mm-hmm. It was like one of the outdoor ones, right?
Okay.
And I thought, oh, Dad will love that, right? And it was reduced down. And I thought, yeah, I'll get that for him, right? Oh, so I've got this remote control helicopter under my arm on Chapel Street.
Okay.
And I'm like, yeah, I'm a 31-year-old man and I've got a remote control helicopter. And you'll be jealous,
yeah,
right?
Sure, I am. I just keep getting more jealous of you as this morning goes on. Your
so
life couldn't be any more perfect.
He gets taken to New Zealand. He buys remote control helicopters.
So you bought it for your dad.
He's
you're walking
joy.
Down Chapel Street.
Yeah, right? Anyway, so this little boy is with his mum at the lights, right?
Oh, I can see where this
you know?
Is going.
And he goes, oh, Mum, look what that boy's got.
Boy.
Right?
Boy.
And I'm like, this boy has a remote control.
His mum's told him to be polite.
this boy has a remote control helicopter, right? And I looked at him and I smiled and the mum goes, right? And looks at me and smiles. And he went, it's pretty cool. And he goes, yeah. And I said, well, maybe if you're really good, maybe you can ask mummy for one. And the mum's going, oh, and she looks at me and I'm like, and she gave me that look of, you bastard.
Yeah.
You know? And
yeah.
She's like, Mum, where did he get it from? And he was like the little kid going, I'm like, yeah, tell her
that's
about it.
Kane, you're a horrible
person.
That
is quite mean,
I was
Kane.
A bit of a... Wasn't I? I wasn't very nice.
Yeah, she was probably thinking that.
But
definitely.
I made that little boy's day, I tell you what. And I hope he harped on and I hope he got what
well,
he wanted.
Well, only if he got it. Otherwise, you actually ruined his day because his mum would have just been like, definitely not happening. And then he'll rue the day he ever saw you in your helicopter.
Oh, so I was a right old, wasn't I?
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, you know what? I hope that little boy got a helicopter because if you don't have one and you've never flown one, they're so much fun.
That
They'll
was
bring
the most
a lot of joy to your
story
life.
I've never heard. We didn't plan this.
No.
It's came out of nowhere. I've just got this image of just Kane walking around in his daily life just with helicopters flying around
him. It was really fun. Anyway.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Safe to switch the mics on. Sorry, I was singing.
Thank you. It's 24 minutes past 8 on Joy. It's Alicia Keys with Girl on Fire.
Yes, and James is texting during that song saying, I don't understand this Alicia Keys song. Mm. Is the girl literally on fire or is it a metaphor?
What do you think, James?
I'm not sure.
Think about it. It's a metaphor.
She's on fire, you know? She's hot.
It's
she's
like
just
sex
a girl.
Is on fire.
Yeah, I thought it was a metaphor
it's a very
for something else.
It's a very American saying because when Kings of Leon did Sex on Fire, they thought the song was about chlamydia or like a sexual disease.
Really?
And they're like, no, it's just a saying. Like when something's on fire, it's like great.
Yeah.
So if you're having on fire sex,
you're on
then
fire.
It's a good thing.
I was on fire at the casino. I was on fire at the bar. Yep.
Yeah, right. Okay.
On the bar, you're on fire.
Yeah. And I'm a flaming homo, so I'm on fire
as
well.
Ain't that the truth?
Oh, coming rich from you, coming.
Yeah.
No, I didn't even know what to say. Anyway, I do have something to say about Legally Blonde because I went and saw Legally Blonde, the musical in Melbourne.
Yeah, okay. Mm. Interesting. I don't know how I feel about it. I haven't seen it, so I'll let you do the review.
Yeah, well, tell us your thoughts, Chappelle.
Oh, you know, it looks like it's just, you know, culture for the masses, as I was saying off air that...
A bit of ditzy fun.
Yeah, a bit of an easy money maker. Like you said, all the girls go along, all the gays go along, and then...
Yeah, and that's what it is. You have a good time. Now, I haven't seen the film. right? So I'm one of the, probably one of the many people, one of the few people, I guess, who haven't seen Reese Witherspoon was in it, I think.
Yeah, it's a great film. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah. And I was worried that I wasn't going to get what was going on. Mm-hmm. But I went there and it's basically Wicked recast, you know, it's got Rob Mills and Lucy Durack in it. So it's like, oh, Fierro, oh, Glinda, oh. You know, so it was one of those ones where it's, I think we're running really short on the talent pool in Australian musical theatre. There, I said it.
Wow. I think there's so much talent out there.
The casting producers are recasting the same people in the same, basically the same roles, you know? Oh, could you?
It sounds weird, doesn't it?
What the heck? They really are casting like the same people in the same roles.
What is Millsy like? Because I've got a lot of time for Millsy. I think he's sort of not appreciated because he's a really great guy. Does a lot of work for charity. He's cute. Mm-hmm. He can sing. Just because he shagged Paris Hilton, people judge him. I've never seen him in like musical theatre though. Is he any good?
Look, he's good. He's good. I think Rob Mills is a good, solid performer. Mm. No discredit to the actual performers. Like Lucy Durack is great. She's so sweet. You know, butter wouldn't melt in her mouth. She's just gorgeous.
Okay.
Right? Rob Mills, butter would melt in his mouth. But he's also gorgeous.
I'd like
as well.
To melt some butter in his mouth.
Oh, I've heard about that. But Rob's great as well.
Breakfast, I shouldn't say that. Yeah.
But the cast is great. It's got Cameron Daddo as well.
Oh, cool.
As well.
I love the Daddos.
And he was really good as well. So the performances were really good. But I just feel like I'm seeing the same musicals over and over again. Because it's the same performers in them the whole time.
Wow. Yeah. Actually, I was about to say the first time I ever saw a musical theatre play when I was a kid, I think it wasn't Oklahoma, it was like Mississippi something, Mississippi River, and Cameron Daddo was in it. And it was one of his first, he was like the big TV star of the moment.
Yeah.
And it was like, you know, him breaking out into theatre.
Yeah.
Well, I can't remember what the play was called, but I was little and I was like, oh my God, it's Cameron Daddo in real life.
Uh-huh. But I thought it was really good. So if you do like the film, you're going to like the theatre show of it as well, the stage
Fantastic.
Show. It's a good story. It's got some really, really good songs. One of the best songs in it is about being either gay or European. It's like, is he gay or is he just European? Which I thought was quite funny.
That is funny.
And it was the highlight of the show for me. The dogs steal the show as well because there's the dogs in it. There's a couple of dogs that do some acting and
it's so hard to do live theatre with dogs. I saw Annie and the dog was giving her grief. And this little girl who's like, 10, handled it amazingly. Good on them.
Mm-hmm. But there is. It's got something for everyone. So I would definitely recommend going to see it. But I do express a little bit of, you know, a bit of concern for the fact that we keep casting the same people in this.
And there are so many good actors out there, but do they sell the tickets? Like seeing Millsy on the poster, because he did it in Sydney as well, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. And maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's that sort of factor.
Sure.
But I just think there might be some more talented singers out there that might be able to do it.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Time for our regular segment on a Monday, which I look forward to every Monday, is speaking to the lovely Tim Hunter. Good morning.
Good morning, people. How are you all this morning?
Very well, very well.
Tim, now you're going to review a film for us that has one of the sexiest actors in it that I think has ever existed, aren't you?
Yes.
Mr. Colin Farrell. He's Mr. this Colin Farrell. Bad boy.
Oh, yes, and he's such a sexy bad boy in this film. The film is Dead Man Down, which is the first English-language film, I think, from the director of the original Danish version of The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Okay.
You can follow that. So there's quite, you know, there's a nice little Eurovision link there as well.
Yes.
Because, you know, Danish filmmaker, Denmark won last night. That's apropos of nothing. I'm still in Eurovision land after the party last night and got home quite late, so...
That's okay, too.
And I'm speaking of Sweden because the Eurovision last night was in Sweden. This film's actually got, I can't say her name, Nurmi Rappas, who was the original girl with the dragon tattoo, wasn't she?
Exactly, yes. So she's the female lead and Colin Farrell's the male lead. And it's actually a really interesting film because it's set in New York. But it doesn't feel like New York. It's got a very European sensibility about it. Because it's, you know how often, you know, sort of for an American thriller set in New York, you get, you know, the New York, you know, sort of the normal landmarks and stuff like that. And it's Central Park's always involved and the Empire State Building's always involved and all that sort of thing. This film actually kind of takes you to places in New York that you sort of aren't immediately recognizable. It took me about half the film's length before, you know, sort of clicking, going, oh, okay, we are in New York.
Mm-hmm.
But it's got a really nice... Because a lot of the characters are also not American by birth.
There's a lot of Europeans in the cast.
There's a lot of Europeans in the cast, yeah. And, I mean, Colin Farrell's Irish, but he plays a Hungarian guy, actually, which is interesting. But Noomi Rapace, or Rapace, or however you say her name, I don't know how to say her name either. She plays a French woman, and Isabelle Huppert plays her mother, and then, you know, there are other Albanian characters, and there are Jamaicans. So it's a really interesting mix of nationalities and styles and stuff like that. Essentially, it's a thriller. Colin Farrell is working for this gang he seems to be sort of tracking down, or, you know, there's some murders happening in gangland. It's all kind of gangland. There are no police involved at all, which is very interesting. Sort of like, oh, New York, there's no police.
Mm.
All of these criminals running around killing each other and there's no police. Anyway, so Noomi Rapace lives in an apartment opposite to Colin Farrell, and they kind of say, you know, keeps, you know, sort of noticing each other on their balconies and stuff like that, and eventually they meet. Noomi's character has sort of seen something Colin's character has done in the flat. So it's a bit like Rear Window as well, you know, sort of Hitchcock's Rear Window.
What does she see? Is it something nasty?
Oh, well, I can't tell you that, darling. Spoilers.
I think if you're going to commit a crime, you should close your curtains.
Yeah, I think so too.
Exactly.
If there's one thing that modern cinema has taught us, put some blinds up.
Chappelle's life tips.
Look, I liked it a lot because, you know, sort of there is. You know, I can't talk too much about the plot because, you know, it's sort of one of those films where it's all very slowly revealed, mm-hmm. you know, across the film. So it's not like this, you know, this big info dump at the start of the film. You go, oh, okay, so, you know, X has, you know, been done wrong by Y, and so they're after Z because blah blah blah. It unfolds a little bit more sophisticatedly, I suppose you could say. And it's actually really interesting. And Colin Farrell, you know, does that. That brooding, you know, sort of I don't speak much kind of character quite well. He doesn't speak very much at all, but he, oh my goodness, those eyes, you know,
that body, that face, that hair,
it's a bit dreamy, isn't it?
Oh, everything. Well, look, and he's quite sort of buff, and you know, sort of there are a few topless shots of him, or shots of him in tight singlets, and his jeans are always incredibly tight.
That's the way it should be.
Yes, and he always seems to sit with his legs spread wide open.
Oh.
I know.
Oh, it's only 8:41, Tim.
Money spinners.
And he's actually really good. I mean, he's a sexy guy, but he, you know, his track record with films hasn't been great in recent times, unfortunately. I mean, not since things like, you know, In Bruges and I mean, gosh, the poor guy had to do Alexander, which was,
He didn't have to sign the contract.
Mm-hmm. But he did have dyed hair blonde, which just didn't work. But he's back to you know, being dark Irish and brooding in this one. I think he actually does really well, a really good job in this film. I think it's worth seeing.
Oh, great.
You know, and it opens this Thursday. So yes, get out there and have a look at and look at it. And yeah, look, it's good because, as you'd expect from the guy who did the Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, it does have a lot of different layers, and it's not just your normal, you know, shoot 'em up, bang 'em up kind of car chase.
It's no Die Hard.
Thriller. It's no Die Hard. Thank goodness.
It's been described online as a neo noir crime thriller.
Oh,
that's
we
fancy.
Love it when they. Where they throw those.
I know. What does that even mean?
So meta.
How many stars, Tim?
I'm going to give it three.
Oh, three stars.
Three and a half.
There you go.
How many stars did our reviewers give it, Chappelle?
3.5.
We were looking on IMDb.
Oh, look, so am I. There you go.
Oh, there you go.
The secret
is why I'm giving it 3.5.
Your secret is out, Tim Hunter.
Oh, no. It's a great reference tool. It's always good sort of when you need to have those directors' names and details in front of you straight away.
Exactly. Thank you, Tim, as always.
No worries.
We'll speak to you next Monday.
Yes, you will.
Cheers.
17 minutes to 9 on Joy. It's the Special K Breakfast Show.
I'm lucky we're not paying him.
I love revealing secrets.
The secrets of that segment.
The trade.
They're done.
Now you can play along at home, kids.
Is that how I get a job
at
Joy?
Scroll down.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Yes, Chappell here filling in for Kyle. And I was saying a little bit before that I just see dirty stuff in signs when I'm reading things. And Colleen sent a text in saying maybe I'm a kingster. Well, maybe I am.
Yeah, I
deep
think you
down,
are a bit,
probably.
Bit of a kingster.
Let's face it. And then Greg has also said, when you said skin on skin action, I thought of a very different sex act. Isn't. I don't. I maybe need you to spell that a little bit more for me, Greg, because I thought skin on skin was.
It
was
sex. I think it was a sex act.
Sex in general.
It's not a hug, let's put it that way.
It's a special kind of hug.
It is a special.
If there were any kids listening.
That's a good way for parents to describe it. What are you doing? It's just a really special hug.
It's an adult hug.
Yeah, it's a
handshake.
It's a grown-up hug.
Well, it's a handshake. Well, it's known. Let's not go there.
Hey, we've got a winner.
Oh, my God. Who is it?
The double pass to Tina's Comedy Canteen on Wednesday, the 22nd of May at the Eureka Hotel is Christian.
Yay, Christian.
Thank you for your interaction this morning.
Yes, Christian. Well done and congratulations.
And the catch is that you do need to come in and give Chappell some skin-on-skin action.
I'm up for it.
Did you know that? That was one of the things. We had to do it.
Maybe that could be a giveaway next week.
I know.
Some Chappell skin-on-skin action.
Well, I was thinking Chappell, that maybe it was like a form of dyslexia, right, which is obviously a real thing. But I don't know. What do you call? Is there a term for it?
Sexlexia.
I have sexlexia. I see dirty stuff in every single name.
I see dirty words.
I do.
That's my confession. And then I get really cold when I see them.
Like are you really dead?
Like in the film, yeah. I just thought I'd reference that because you both gave me blank expressions.
Well, maybe T's too young to remember that. I can't believe you got a reference in there.
I'm glad we put a title on it, sexlexia.
Yeah, you've got sexlexia.
That's fine.
Are you sexlexic? Do you see dirty stuff in stuff that otherwise isn't dirty?
Yep.
Yep, I do.
I do. I confess.
Hi, my name's Chappell.
Guilty.
I'm a sexlexic.
Yeah, the first step is admission, isn't it?
It is. You'll be healed. No, don't be healed. I think it's a really good quality, you know?
It's fun. It's fun like going... Did that say No, it didn't.
No, it said Vegemite. No, it said aubergine. Like, there are some words which are very much so. Like, one of my Mexican friends, we were in Italy, of all places, and there was an aubergine.
There's once an Aussie, a Mexican in Italy with an aubergine.
It's like the sound of a dirty joke. Don't be sexlexic. There's nothing dirty in this.
Sure.
But she goes to me, she looks at me, she goes, sometimes do you think that aubergine, it just reminds me of, and she said the V word, which I'm not sure, can we say that?
Well, you said penis, so let's say it.
I did. She goes, it looks like vagina. I said, really? I said, I can actually absolutely understand how some of our word letter combinations, you know, can lead to that.
Well, you know, if a Mexican says it, must be right.
I know.
It's time for us to get out of here. Thank you for having me on today.
Thanks for coming, Chappell. Of course, Kyle will be back next week. I don't know if it's going to be any better than it was today, because today was pretty fantastic.
Oh, thank you. See you guys.
Where can we hear you on Joy?
It's 5 o'clock Saturday's Chappell Show.
Oh, excellent. Lovely. Tune in.
We've got the news coming up at 9 o'clock. We'll be back next week from 6:30 on a Monday. You're on Joy.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.